The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
Here to worship, to seek the truth, to grow in love, to join in service, to celebrate life's beauty and find healing for its pain, to honor our kinship with each other and with the earth, to create a more compassionate world, beginning with ourselves, to wonder at the mystery that gave us birth, to find courage for the journey's end, and to listen for the wisdom that guides us in the quietness of this moment. Good morning and welcome to our shared time of seeking truth and growing in love. I'm Reverend Andrew Weber, happy to be minister here at Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. Ours is a community based on faith, action, and commitment. Faith that we each believe what we know to be true in our heart of hearts. Action in living our values every day to help create a more loving world. And commitment that our work is done in community. It's done in community, and no matter our differences, we will strive to respond with care. As we just heard, come on, people now, smile on your siblings. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now. That's a religious imperative. I could stop there. That's a religious imperative. Try to love one another right now, and when it gets hard, too. Our religion implores us to keep aspiring and keep working toward being our best selves in community. And one of our outward symbols, I don't know why, I'm just showing you, there's the chalice. I don't have to go over there. I'm asking John Sayer to come up and light the chalice. He's usually in the back, so he gets to be in the front now. One of the outward reminders of our ever-changing and living religion, our ever-changing and living religion, is the symbol of our faith, the flaming chalice. Originally made as a marker of hope in times of great strife, it remains a reminder for all the times we want to live into our best selves. This is a beacon. It's a lighthouse for all of us. And each week we join Unitarian Universalists across the country and around the globe in lighting it, that we may strive for right action. With these words by Maureen Killoran. In these hard times, let us look first to the response of love. In the midst of challenge, may our chalice flame bear witness to the inherent worth and dignity of every human being. In the midst of uncertainty, may our chalice be a beacon of encouragement, that our values may guide our choices. Let us look first to the response of love. We also use as a beacon of hope and challenge a specific lamp for peace, both in our lives and in the world at large. The responsive words, which will be on the screen. May peace be with us.
And with all the people of the world.
Thank you, John. If you didn't know, John and Mike McNeil are the ones who make service happen. I mean, like, The technology here, the technology there, and if you're online, your ability to see us is thanks to him. So thanks, John. In January, we're looking at a spiritual theme of finding our center. And a couple weeks ago, I did this from an individual sort of New Year's resolution, finding our center, who are we? But we can also look at it from a communal place, a communal working together as this faith community. And I want to give... Before we do that, I want to give a little plug for individual opportunity. I'm leading a class on spiritual discernment starting in February, in mid-February. And if you looked at the order of service, I know at least one person has, because one person already emailed me about this. If you looked at the order of service, there'll be an announcement afterward, and then the February newsletter, there'll be more information. But it's a class called Five Questions, where we really delve deep into questions about life, about death, about God or no God or anything in between. So it's going to be exciting because I'm excited about this. You can ask me, you can email me. But speaking to this, and the reason I'm saying it now is because our next hymn speaks to our faith. It's Faith is a Forest. And I love it because it speaks to the diversity of our personal theologies, and the diversity of our communal theology, that we need to hold to our personal theologies as we come together in community while retaining that diversity. So please rise, lift your spirits, and also, if you wish, lift your bodies to sing together, Faith is a Forest. Thank you. Next, something a little bit different. I was like, what should I do for a service today? It's like, oh, I know. Let's do a dance party. Right? I mean, like, how often have you done a dance party in church? I haven't done one. I mean, I don't know about you, but I haven't ever. But first, you may see I have an Expo marker and a dry erase board here. So we're going to do a little bit of boring stuff before our dance party. Just to balance it out, just to make sure we're ready. But here's what we're going to do. If anyone wants to come forward for the dancing or for being able to see this better, you may. Any ages, this first row is empty. There's lots of space. You can come forward for the dancing and then for, yeah. So, and as we're moving around, I want to ask people, young or old, What sort of guidelines might we need for a dance party?
Watch your elbows.
Watch your elbows. Watch my elbows. Watch elbows. That's about be safe, right? What else? Smile. What was it? Left feet?
Left feet. Watch out for left feet.
Also left feet. Yes? Okay, okay. Okay. I'm just scribbling up here. Feel music, dance like no one's watching. What else? Yeah. Don't go too crazy. Yes. Anything else? Yeah. Good for you, yeah. What if someone doesn't want to dance? It's okay not to dance, yeah. Yeah. It's okay not to dance. If you want to stay in your chair, that's fine. If you want to dance, however you want to dance, you can chair dance. We can keep going. We can keep going about this. I just want to make sure we have some guidelines of like, it's not just a free-for-all. There are some guidelines. You can dance however you want. You can get up, walk around, dance here. Your dance can just be going like this. That's all right. So what about judging? Should we judge people? Should we say, that's a good dance? That's no judging. How about no judging? Who's ready to start? Okay, kick us off, Mike. What song do you think we'll have here? You ready? What is love? You know the song? I hope a lot of people know it, and I hope people will dance. Because we're just gonna dance. That's it. Like for the next. You can. Yes. I was gonna dress up like this today, but I figured, yeah, I'll just stay. Go for it.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. What is love?
That was fun. It really, it gets me ready for like, all right, now I'm going to preach. I was telling my wife what I'm going to preach today. I was like, I'm going to do dance parties. What? Okay. So that not only was that fun, but it served a purpose. I'm like, oh my gosh, come on, Andrew. Can't we just have fun? I like to do a lot of things with purpose, with mindfulness. Yes, there was a theological reason for our dance party. Both the music and the action. Now, you caught this. What did I do before we started dancing? I said what the purpose was. The purpose was we were going to dance. Then we moved on to how we're going to achieve that purpose in community. He's like, how are we going to do this? We can't just say dance. And some people are like, I don't want to dance. Some people are like, I'm going to dance and not look at what anything's happening around me. Someone might get hurt. Someone might get sad, right? And this process can be generalized. And this is why I did it. It can be generalized and broadened to our congregation. Here we go. The mission of Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship is our purpose. It's why we are here. And I've got some slides. So we are a welcoming and nurturing community dedicated to inspiring spiritual growth and fellowship for adults and children, caring for our environment, promoting social justice and equality in the larger community. That's it. That's the purpose of our gathering. And we'll hold this up for just a little bit and let it go. But that's our purpose. That's what we've said as our community of why we get together, why we do what we do. The second part is how we do this. This is sort of what we were doing here, talking about our way of being together. We have a covenant of good relations. I'm not going to put it up here because it's really long, and I'm using it more as an example. But it's an agreement of how we will act with one another as we strive toward our mission, as we strive toward our common work. Our covenant talks about walking together. Walking together with respect, with care, about returning always to a path of love, even when, especially when, our views differ. So if I think, oh, I know how to do inspiring spiritual growth and fellowship for adults and children, and you have a very different view, we still need to act with care toward one another when our views differ. An example of a covenant is what we came up with together before we started dancing. Watch your elbows, watch your left feet. It's okay to sit down, it's okay to join in. Don't go too crazy. We could put that in our covenant of right relations. Don't go too crazy, right? Covenants are really, really important. I mean, they're really important. Heck, that's like the backbone of our religion. If you come here as a longtime member, if you're first time, covenant is what holds us together. How do we act with one another? I mean, what do we do when there are disagreements? I mean, one of the classic introductions to Unitarian Universalism, if you say, what is that faith? What is that about? So we are a religion of action, not of belief. We are covenantal, not creedal, which means your beliefs do not have to align with everyone else's, but your actions have to be in line with other people around you. It's a belief system based on how we act in community, how we search together for our own personal truths. Okay, I actually do. I see some heads nodding, and that's good. This is the faith about an agreement of relationship, how we act. But there's more, isn't there? I mean, there's more. Because what else, when someone says, what is Unitarian Universalism? You can talk about creedal, covenantal. But what else do people usually go to? An overview of this challenging, complex, living tradition. What do you do when someone asks you, what's Unitarian Universalism? Basket, yeah. Seven principles. Oh, I mean, I said it in the seven principles. It was alluded to in our chalice lighting. The seven principles. That's where we usually come to. The seven principles and six sources. I grabbed a bookmark outside. They have them listed right here. The bylaws of our national organization lay out some of the core principles which we are called to affirm and promote. They're listed in the front of our hymnals, which we don't use anymore, but they're on the front page. Very important. We use them as a framework often to teach our children. We say we're going to focus on the first principle today. We're going to focus on the third principle. It's a way to break down what we believe as a faith. We have them posted up in the foyer. Really beautiful pictures there. Seven distinct pictures of the principles. And I'm not going to list them all, but they range from the inherent worth and dignity of every person, this may sound familiar, to respect for the interdependent web of all existence. And some of us may even have them memorized or have pieces of them memorized or know the tidbits of like, oh yeah, yeah, there's social justice and then there's the democratic process and this free and responsible search for meaning. We're like, we know these, right? And if you've been coming a while, these statements may sound familiar. And if you've never come at all, this is your first time, this is a great introduction to our faith. Our principles are what we hold as dear, what we hold as true as a national faith community. It's what each congregation promises to uphold, still with that freedom of belief, still with that personal believing what you must believe. Now, all of that being said, change is coming. That's the scary part. I mean, that's a promise for all of life. Change is coming. There is a very high probability that the principles and sources will be gone in the future. And unless we came to Unitarian Universalism prior to 1985, that is all we know, is those principles and those sources. It's the grounding of the religion. That's the grounding of the community I'm part of. How can that change? I mean, what if I don't agree with what replaces it? Is this religion still for me? I mean, more importantly, what do we do with all our bookmarks? When it changes, right? I mean, or our hymnals, or our posters. Like, there's some real questions here. The bookmarks aside, the change itself, that's why our religion is so neat, it's so cool, and it's so difficult. Because it responds to reality of life. Ours is a living tradition. It's a living tradition, which means there has to be change. There must be change. If we are stagnant, there is no life. Right? Change ends only when life ends. There's no growth. There's no opportunity for self or community betterment or reflection. I mean, how many of you believe the same thing you did as when you were a teenager? I don't. Faith is a forest in which doubts play and hide. I mean, that's why I'm preaching on institutional change and finding a communal center. Because our thoughts and our ideas are always shifting. They're always changing from our experiences, from our insights, from our reflection, from our inspiration. We decide to come together in community from the multitude of our ever-changing personal theologies, which means our community must therefore also be changing. There are different people attending, people who have just signed our membership books. We're a different community. Those members who came here decades ago have died or have moved away or are still here and their personalities and their ideas and their beliefs are changing. The world is changing. I don't have to give examples of that. Things change in the world. When this congregation was started, we didn't have a rainbow flag outside because the symbol hadn't been adopted as a sign of pride and support. Our congregation's mission has changed, and it probably will again in the future. So we're facing change, a group of changing and shifting individuals in a changing world facing different personal and communal realities. So of course there must be, like, obviously things are going to shift. It doesn't make it easier, though. The question is, then how we do it? Well, I give you a taste of, like, how we deal with change before we dance. This is a taste of how we do it. Now, just imagine we're talking about the purpose of our faith, the purpose of our national faith, and not just how we're going to dance together. So there's going to be a lot of conversations. There's going to be some conflict. There's going to be some disagreements, a lot of coming back into agreements, and I bet a whole lot of wordsmithing. Oh, so much wordsmithing. I can't imagine. And with any redefining, there will be a sense of loss. The community will never be the one I joined. People have left. Our focuses have shifted. But redefining, there's also a sense of joy, a sense of anticipation. This community is not the one I joined. How exciting, others have come. And our focus has shifted. What a difference a shift of mindset can make there. Which brings me back to our beloved religion, our beloved living religion. Remember, it's living, which means things change. When it tries to not be stagnant, tries to not be dead, tries its best to bring love to a world that desperately needs love. There's a proposed bylaw revision, Article 2 study report, bylaw revision, right? I mean, oh gosh, it sounds dry, but that's where the principles are. The principles, the purposes of our faith are in our bylaws, in the national bylaws. When spiritual concepts come down to people, it comes down to bylaws and revising and words. And the proposed bylaw revision doesn't even have principles listed. But it has values and covenant. I'll put this up. As Unitarian, is this? Nope, that's not it. That's okay. We can leave that up. That was later. I even made a note to myself. We can live with making mistakes. Love it. This is what the framework is. As Unitarian Universalist, we covenant congregation to congregation and through our association to support and assist one another in our ministries. We draw from our heritages of freedom, reason, hope, and courage, building on the foundation of love. Love is the power that holds us together and is at the center of our shared values. We are accountable to one another for doing the work of living our shared values through the spiritual discipline of love. Now, if you're paying close attention to what I say and write and do, you may see some of what I think about this new language. Is love? Love is a great term. Is that still up? Yeah, leave that up. That's great. Love is the center. Love is a great term, but it's one that's used so much that sometimes it's hard to grasp. Right? I mean, I love hot sauce. I love my family. I love you, but in very different ways. In very different ways. What is love? I mean, did you catch what song did we dance to? What is love? Yeah. All right. There's a purpose for what I chose. What is love? And after the sermon, we'll hear "Where Is the Love" by the Black Eyed Peas. Like these are like, what is the love? Where is it? For therein, I think, therein lies the crux. We can agree on love. All differences aside, we can agree on love. Okay, great. So what is that love? How does that love live out in the world, in our words, in our actions? Oh, and there's so, I mean, I could just keep going on and on about this, the questioning, the challenging. This revision goes on in the bylaw revision. It goes on. It has six aspects of, quote, the spiritual discipline of love. And this is the neat image here. There are lots of words in here. We are a religion. If any idolatry is ours, it is that of verbiage. And you can look at that. But this is a really neat image. Love includes interdependence, equity, transformation, pluralism, generosity, and justice. And each one of these they expound upon. And each one of these could be a sermon topic. It could be a sermon series in of itself. And maybe I'll do that as time goes on. But for now, I'm getting to my what now part of the sermon, which I usually get to. It's like, what now? What do? We hear changes happening. We know that personally we change. We know institutional change must happen. It's wise in a shifting world. But what now? Well, I look at this and I note my feelings. And I encourage you to do the same. What are you feeling? I feel a sense of loss. The faith I knew, the faith I grew up in, the faith I was ordained into. I feel frustration at so many words. When what I want to see is action. But I recognize also that need for the time of discussion, that need for writing things down. We can't just act without talking about what we're doing. And also feel a sense of wonder, a sense of excitement at how we might live out in the world. What do you feel? If you are moved to learn more about this change, I encourage you to get involved. Read the report. I'll put this report out there. It's available online. Read the report. Take some time with it. Attend online informational feedback sessions. Go to the national gathering of our faith, which this year is in Pittsburgh. It's quite close by. Also, virtual is attendance is available. I might be going to Pittsburgh. Maybe we could meet up there. There's a lot of material available online. There are places also to give input. It's the same in our non-religious areas. Democracy. If you want to have input, then you learn, you discuss, you show up, and you vote, right? I mean, that's nothing new. Be involved and give your input and have your say. And that's my, I mean, that's the message for today. Come into this community. Come in any community. Your gym, your school, your workplace, your religious gathering, your sports team, social club. Come in and know that that community, from the moment you come in, will never be the same. It'll never be the one you joined. Your presence helps to create the future of the community you're in. But so does his. And so does her presence. And so do their presence. Right? That's the hard part. Because to live means we must be open to change. And it means that we are always part of that change. So there will be loss. There'll be sadness. And there'll be excitement and joy. So embrace the fact of change and be part of it. Because we have to make sure that the community and you are focused on what is important, what is valuable, and dare say, what is holy. So change is guaranteed. So let it be growth. And let it be a mindful change toward betterment. Amen.
The wall. more on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinemas, yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? One world, one world.
We only got
one world, one world.
That's all we got.
One world, one world.
And something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with the good world, world. Yeah. We only got
one world, one world.
That's all we got.
One world.
Sad how poignant that is again and again in our world. We come together from the multitude of our lives, bringing with us our joys, our sorrows, our pain, the laughter, the tears in our hearts. And it is right and it is holy to bring our whole selves here, not leave anything at the door. This community welcomes you with all your celebrations, with all your sorrows and confusions. If you have such that overflows beyond you and you need to share, you can come forward and share into the microphone. If you're online, you can use the virtual raise hand or physically raise your hand, and Mike will take care of you. We are going to end our time it's change. It's all change. With a different song. I occasionally do different songs after our Matters of the Heart. So this one is Return Again. And I believe the lyrics, I believe there's an option for choosing different lyrics. Choose what moves you. Please pray with me. Spirit of life, earth and sea and sky, place of deep longing in my heart, find your way from silence to voice. Give me strength and courage to speak truth through my life, for I am a creature of the universe, small but infinite, a momentary body in the sea of life and also the sea itself. I'm a gathered bit of energy and one who gathers, a creation and creator. Let me not hold too tightly to one form and lose the other, for we are not form but process, ever changing and ever renewing. Help us see that we are neither the beginning nor the end, but something perfectly natural and imperfectly divine. Amen. Please rise in your spirit and in your body, if you wish, to sing our closing song, "We Are Building a New Way." As we extinguish our communal chalice and the peace lamp, thank you, John, we know that our extinguishing is merely symbolic, for the lights in our hearts continue to shine on. Love is the power that holds us together and is at the center of our shared values. We are accountable to one another for doing the work of living our shared values through the spiritual discipline of love. Amen, and blessed be.
Go Birds.
And go Birds.